centuries, mankind has been fascinated with realms outside of our conscious awareness. Through a series of interviews with practitioners, guest speakers, and experts, Liberate the podcast covers all that and more, from health and holistic healing to the supernatural. We aim to educate, motivate, inspire, and liberate your consciousness. Welcome to another episode of Liberate the Podcast. Today I'm really excited because we have one of our very special magical practitioners. I call her BB King here is my nickname for her, but she is Yoda Beatrice, and she's been with us for a few years at the shop and really has so much wealth of knowledge and insight. And if you think of the traditional Yoda character, like the Oracle, that has so much to offer and so many different skills and modalities and she specializes in so much. But today we're going to really like hone in on one of her ultimate specialties, which is a particular healing modality called Theta Healing. So Beatrice, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Christina. It's an honor to be here with you.
Oh, it's an honor to have you. And so Beatrice, you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Who are you? How'd you get into doing metaphysical work and all the healing arts? You know, like, share a little bit of your story.
Okay. First, forgive me for my English. I'm trying to do my best, okay? Yeah. You know that it seems like everybody has their own gift, but for me, it seems like there was a moment in time in my life where I was suffering a lot, and I was getting divorced, I was losing my business, and my father died. And my youngest brother just drowned. And at the top of that, my oldest daughter was running away. So I was just trying to look for help, for peace. And I began to go to meditation groups, little meditation groups. And I ended to be in like 5 groups during the week. Like for 2 years.
You don't do anything lightly, do you?
And but it seems like after 2 years, nothing new was happening. I was very happy going to those groups, but suddenly I went to this kind of retreat. Mm-hmm. And I have a very good experience. It was a 5 days retreat. And the 4th day, I had this experience that I went into deep meditation. And I went to this beautiful place where I felt a lot of peace and harmony. And that day I set an intention that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
It was almost like 20 years.
Okay, so see, for 20 years...
Yes.
You've been on this path of even diving deeper, and even before that, you were, you know, I think always sort of on that path, but then the 2 years of meditation groups, and then finally making that flag in the ground that says, or that line that says, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for a living, for my life, for fulfillment, for, you know, moving people forward and transformation. Yeah. And so from there, you know, 20 years ago, what kind of things, you know, have caught your attention over the time? And then how did you get to Theta Healing?
You know that I have this beautiful experience, I begin to look for answers. Because before that, I went to many religions. And then I begin to look for answers in philosophies. Mm-hmm. And I have been in a couple of them, like Kabbalah, Theosophy, with the Louise Hay teachings, science of mind teachings. But what I was realized that I was seeing things all my life, that I was using my third eye all my life, but I didn't have answers for that. So I was kind of putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, and I continued to meditating as a daily practice, but I went too deep in this that suddenly I developed myself a lot. That I was estranged from my family. I couldn't fit in my family. And I couldn't talk to relatives, friends, even at church. Even though the last church that I went, it's very open mind. We talk about the loss of the universe and a lot of stuff. We cannot talk about something else, like crystals, angels, masters. So there was a moment in time that I was giving up my life. And it's like, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this, because I already was talking with angels and masters.
Wow.
And I was having my travel, astral travels.
Wow.
So.
And I think a lot of people that maybe are listening have, you know, whether they're new or on the spiritual path or at some point, you know, felt that disconnect from relatability to others, you know, and that there's a disconnect of what's our commonality anymore. When you see so much or you experience so much, how do you have a normal conversation about, you know, getting a new car or a job or XYZ that's in the physical? Is that what I'm hearing, that there was a challenge there, like incorporating all of this that you were doing and experiencing on such a high level that you couldn't interact with anybody?
Yes, yes, you're right. And I couldn't have a very nice or clear conversation with anybody, because it seems like anybody understand what I'm was saying. And you know what, I went to this place and I saw a spaceship, or I saw an angel, and it's like, what? So I didn't know what to do with all of that, especially battling with what is reality for people, and at the same time my own abundance.
Yeah.
Because I was having trouble with that. And I begin to give sessions as a practitioner, mm-hmm. but it wasn't enough. And I just have two choices. Being a practitioner, which is a very low income for those churches, and retire myself. I begin to look for those buildings for elder people. And I say, I'm going to end in one of those buildings, because nobody gets it. I was looking, it's not weird stuff, but it's something different, something strange.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, where people think the average normal person thinks, you know, a lot of what people within this realm talk about is crazy.
Yeah.
I think that we have a few marbles, you know, loose, but, you know, the reality is, you know, that it's experiences that are common among so many people that it's not even, you cross-reference it, and how do people all over the world and all different beliefs and all different ethnicities and cultures and stuff have this uniformity of this experience and can describe the same event? And it's like, no, there can't be any craziness in that, you know?
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you're about to give up and you don't know what you're going to do. And then
yeah.
What happens?
But something that keeps in the back of my mind is everything, all that experience that I have, they are so real, and I was learning a lot. But also, I remember that a long time ago, when I was like 18 years old or 20 years old, we have a very weird experience at home. I used to saw energies, entities, or spirits. And I remember that one day one of my oldest brother came very drunk, extremely drunk, almost with delirious. Mm. And he begins to cry and say that he was seeing something. And I asked him, what is that? Describe it to me. And he was describing something that I'm seeing. Mm. So how can me see something that somebody drunk is seeing at the same time?
Yeah.
So I keep that in the back of my mind. And it was like, okay, that's really weird. You know, that's something that is very, very, very important, is that when we are in our spiritual path, we are going to be protected. We are going to be guided. And I read somewhere that once we are in our true path, we are not going to be without money, without shelter, and without food. Mm-hmm. And a guy came to my life. It was a continuous serial event, but a guy came to my life and he helped me with my career. Mm. I remember that a friend invited me to an Expo Consciousness, mm-hmm, when I was just helping them to sell candles. And this man came and he asked me, what do you do? And I say, I do healings with my hands, because I learned how to do healings with my hands. And he says, okay, do it to me. And after healing reading that I did on him, he says, okay, the price that you put in that paper is not your price, it's double. And the expo was going to be for 3 days. And during the 3 days, he brought me clients every hour. Mm. It was like a very intense course. He pushed me into the waters. And I was having a lot of fun because I was telling people, you know, you need to do this. Your spirit guide is here. Your beloved one is here. And I was like a fish in the water. So I was giving healings and readings. But I knew that all my spirit guides came and helped me. Yeah. So a couple of weeks later, I have a vision. I wake up and I saw this beautiful store. And I just went to make my coffee. And when I came back, I saw the owner of the store. And it's you, Christina. So I just came and then talked to you and I said, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I need to talk to you.
I remember that day. Mm-hmm. And talk about universe and alignment. At this point in time, I've cut back and I don't see many clients nowadays. And but at this point in time, 4 years ago, or whenever you came to me, I was booked out a few weeks in advance, and I would see 40 clients a week, you know, and I never had cancellations. Rarely would I have a cancellation, and seeing that many clients, I literally was in my back room, in the treatment room, for the whole entire day. Mm. Now, on this particular day, I randomly had a cancellation last minute. Yeah. And I was sitting up front, and I had this 1 hour window and she came, Beatrice came in 5 minutes into that hour window. So there was still like 55 minutes left. If she would have came in earlier, if she would have came in later, I wouldn't have been in the front of the store. And I was just wasting time playing with these silly ohm wands, because I'm quite goofy, and I was just playing with these ohm wands. And you walk in, and her face lights up, and she goes, oh, you're exactly the same as my vision. Those are her first words. Not hi, how are you, anything like that. And I go, okay. And I said, hi, I'm Christina. Nice to meet you. And I, you know, and at first, and then I was like, oh, well, you had this vision. You must be very clairvoyant and a healer. Let's talk. I have some time. So we went in the back room and I was under the impression, and she's been one of my angels in my life, healing and making sure I stay to my true north. And the session that she did, she was just like she did right now to you guys today, and said, you know, apologize for my English. She was a little afraid and not sure why she was even here. And I just was like, yeah, just do the healing, you know, let's see what it's like, you know, like, tell me. And she started to try to explain. I'm like, just show me. And there was a moment and you're scanning, and then you got to this like image that you've seen of this world, and your eyes lit up and you're like, oh, you're supposed to do some big healing on the world. Now I know why I'm here. And you like did some healing on me that put me in perfect alignment. And then I remember fighting with you for about a month to try to get you to work here because I was so blown away with you. And she's like, ah, but my English isn't that good. And I said, please work here. You're amazing. And like, you know, and do you remember that?
Yes.
And so finally she came here, and now she heals and transforms so many people. And it's been such a blessing. So
she's been my
healer to keep me on alignment, but she's also been healers of thousands of people. And you know, if anybody's listening, it's truly a gift to you know, when you find somebody in true humility and power at the same time. Because a lot of people get into this dynamic with that they realize that they have some of these metaphysical powers, kind of like in Harry Potter. And then they get all cocky about it, and then they lead more with their ego mind instead of with their beautiful heart. And that's never been the case with Beatrice. She's all heart first, you know, like, and so, yeah.
And I think that we are just channelers. We are just the channel to help people and guide them or assist them. So I remember that feeling a little bit strange. So I have a lot of experiences. And now I know that I can do something better for the world. But I remember one day that I was just looking in those magazines that they put in the stores and places, churches, and I always grab one of them, but this time a lady in the front page called my attention, and I begin to read the interview, and I see, oh my God, this lady is talking about all the things that I see or I live, all the experiences that I have. And she was going to give classes. And I say, oh my God, and she's getting paid for that? And people pay all this money? And I remember that at that moment in time, the class was like around 500 or 600. And I said, I need to go. So I took the magazine at home, and I remember that my two daughters came that day to visit me. And we were talking about the magazine, and they were a little bit skeptic, because they were kind of teenagers, and they didn't believe truly in what I was saying and doing, even though they have their own gifts. But that was the door for us.
Yeah.
So they went and took the class, 3 days class. And the first day they came back and say, Mom, it's everything that you are talking about. The second day, Mom, we need to pay you instead of that lady. But the third day, it seems like the classes have more information, a very deep information. And they came back, and I was waiting for them outside of my house. And I called them and I say, guys, where did you park? And they, Jennifer, my youngest daughter, says, "Mom, can you look at your right? We are here." And I look, and they were just a couple of feet away. And I say, "Oh my God, what is this?" Because they change, physically change. And I couldn't recognize them. So I thought, okay, what is this class having that changed them physically?
Yeah.
So the next week I went in and I took the class.
Was this the Theta Healing?
Yes.
Ah, so this is what I said. This is the first time I'm learning about the story, so I'm really intrigued here. Okay, so they took it first. So was your initial kind of thought of they don't listen to you, so let them listen to somebody else?
Yes.
Okay, I was picking up on that. This person thinks like me, but they're not going to hear it from me. So you guys go and take this class and let me know what you think.
So they were fully changed. And I remember that I went to took the class and it was amazing. Even though I was developing myself, I don't want to call myself clairvoyant because I developed
she's super clairvoyant. You know, there's literal clairvoyance and there's metaphoric clairvoyance, and Beatrice has the ability of having both, but she can see literally exactly what somebody looks like, the details, how long their hair is, the color, the texture, like the scenery, like she's watching a television. If there's anything that's called clairvoyance, it's what she does. So
I developed myself to do kind of a psychic readings.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing kind of a channeling. But, oh my God, the class has amazing tools.
She sometimes channels these Native American spirits. But okay, back on the thing. Very powerful beings. But so explain a little bit about what is this state of healing, for especially people that don't know. Like, if you had to sum it up, what is it? How do you describe it? And why was it different from everything that you've already known and did and experienced?
Okay, first of all, because in all the classes, churches, and philosophies that I went, and even therapies, it seems like they give you kind of a drop from this, from that, and it seems like the healing for me was the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
We learn how to use our true power, how to use our psychic abilities in full clairvoyant, how to talk to our guardian angels, masters, people that already cross over. We develop the master in us. Because first of all, we are going to awake the 12 streams of the DNA. And we clear a lot of energy during the 3 days. It's about clearing. And something that it's very, very important for me is that we clear a lot of beliefs in seconds. There is something that we call downloads. And it's grabbing the information from above so we can replace the beliefs instantly. This technique was created by Vianna Stiebel. She was a mother of 3 children. She was psychic, and later, slowly, you can look for the whole information about her. But she was having cancer in her leg, and at that moment in time, she couldn't pay insurance. So she remembers that she went to the hospital. And she couldn't stay because she didn't have money to pay. So she went back home, and actually the doctor gave her 2 options. Take medicine and die, or amputate her leg. So she was using some kind of technique that she developed by intuition. And she begins to use that technique on her leg. And today, it's like, that was like in 1990. She's so alive, she's so cured, and she's walking. And she's now teaching this technique around the world.
Wow, so she cured herself from cancer in utilizing this technique and really said, yes. I'm not going to take any one of these prognoses and I'm going to create a different yes. reality. And mm-hmm. she did.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So we have a lot of beliefs in many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
We have from this lifetime, childhood memories, past life, genetic level, history level, which is past lives, and collective consciousness from this and past lives. And also the beliefs about our soul, because the soul is so happy to learn. Actually, the soul is the one who chooses the lessons before we came to this plane. And when we are in the spirit world, everything is so beautiful, but here it's like, we don't really like. But we need to learn and grow and evolve. So, yeah. So, in 1 hour session, we can change the life of people. And I have seen the results for all these 5 years working with people. It's amazing. It's amazing the change. Yeah.
And so it's these 1 hour sessions that people have, and you use a combination of all of these different things that you've talked about to really shift their beliefs and their consciousness and do healing on an energetic plane and give them information psychically, channel them information and direction, and they walk out of here feeling completely different.
Completely.
How many sessions is somebody, kind of what's like the normal? Do people come in for like 3, 5, like, is it a few series to make sure it sticks? You know, I know a lot of transformation can happen mm-hmm. in one, and people can definitely just come in for one, but in your experience, what do you think gives somebody the most change in one's life?
It's different for everybody.
Depending where they're at.
Yeah, because in one session, sometimes we can clear a lot of beliefs, trauma, shock. We can improve a lot of things. Sometimes we clear energies or entities attached.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be 1 hour, hour and a half, mm-hmm. even 2 hours. Actually, something that I want to be clear is that we need to work in ourselves
yeah.
constantly to
yeah.
keep...
That's what more I was saying. Like
yeah.
I know that like sometimes we walk out and we feel amazing, and then we go back into our environment that triggers us with all of our old belief systems,
yeah.
right? So it reminds us of the way that we used to be, or we interact with people that relate to us as who we used to be, not who we currently are. And sometimes people fall back into those patterns and belief systems,
yes.
right? So then you got to pull them back out.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like,
yes.
you know, sometimes people need to come in for
yes.
a few sessions to stay on course, you know?
Yeah. And especially because you can come to me with a situation, but actually when we do something that we call digging, we are going to end healing something else. Let's say that if you maybe you want to have more abundance, and what you need to heal is a childhood memory.
Mm.
Or maybe in another lifetime you were so rich that maybe you waste all the wealth that you have, and you have another experience in this lifetime. So we go back into past lives also, and we clear a lot of beliefs and traumas and pain.
Can you give me, without sharing specific information about like a particular client, but if you share about one or two people and some of the results or the ways that their life had changed without giving names or anything, you know?
Yes. This is one of my favorites, because she's a lady about 60 years old, and I have a lot of clients, a couple of clients like that. It's when people is going to be in retirement, mm-hmm. and they are going to live by paycheck by check, and they barely are going to pay their rent, food, and they want to move. They don't know what are going to do with their lives. So in this case, I did like 8 sessions, because we clear a lot of illness and trauma and beliefs. And she changed from being confused, not knowing what to do with her life, and now selling properties, investing in another business, and she's thinking about moving to another city and begin a new life.
So you really allowed her to see a new belief system, that this isn't the end but a new beginning for you, and that you can do more than you ever even imagined, and maybe more than you even ever did in your adolescence and adult life, and as you're getting into that fall chapter of, you know how they look at the different chapters of life, like seasons, you know, getting into that fall season of life cycle, that she really could create new. I love that.
Yes, and I am remembering now, you know, that like 2 weeks ago, I gave the introduction to Theta Healing. And in the public was a guy that came to a session a couple of months ago. And he told me that day, I came because I want to take the classes because you saved my life. He was drinking and doing drugs. And now it seems like he has a couple of months
Sober. Wow. So, you know, just to clarify that, like, you know, those are two sessions, you know, one that was 8 sessions of somebody that massively changed their life and their whole viewpoint of what retirement means, and that retirement is just a new beginning. It's not an end, and you have to be dependent upon the limitations of which you're currently in, but to create new opportunities for yourself. And that was in an 8 session, but then there was somebody that came in and just got one session,
yes.
and was able to cut out drugs and alcohol and start a new life and have newness. So that's the power of this that I want to reiterate, is that change and transformation can happen in 1, maybe 8, maybe 5, maybe 4, but it's relatively quick when you look at it. It's not something like psychoanalysts that, you know, do, you know, 20 years of study, like Freudian thought or something, where you're kind of digging weekly. It's about pretty proactive, rapid change, even if it is 8 or 10 sessions, you know?
Yes.
But not to negate the power that even 1 session can have on
yes.
somebody. So talk to us a little bit more about this Theta class, you
yes.
know? Because now you're going to be teaching
yes.
this particular modality to the world.
I'm so excited because I see the results in myself.
Mm-hmm.
My life changed a lot, and the results in my clients. So I am investing time in taking my not only practitioner courses, but instructor courses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about giving, for me, the 3 first classes are very important. The first one is DNA 1 basic.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to give all the tools, all the information, how to heal themselves, how to talk to angels, masters, beings. We're going to awake the master in them. We're going
mm-hmm.
to open the third eye. And we're going to teach them how to do clearings. And the second one we are going to teach them about the seven planes of existence,
mm-hmm.
and they can see how their life is related to each plane. They can talk to laws. In the sixth plane, we are going to talk about the laws of the universe. They can talk to the law. They can see Akashic records there. They can grab information for music, writing, all that stuff. And we are going to have downloads. You know that the word forgiveness and love for us humans can be something. But when the information comes from Creator, it's something different. So we're going to give more than 100 downloads in the second class.
Oh, wow. And what about the third class? I mean, this just gets better and better.
In the third class, we are going to, the name is Dig Deeper. And it's when we teach them how to dig in a deep level and not only grab the root belief, the bottom beliefs, but also we are going to tap into the how to go with ease and grace into past lives.
Wow. So are all three of these classes, I'm sure that you had to take the one to get to the two to get to the three, but are all of these about healing oneself, or is this about doing healing on another, or is that later?
No, actually, each one of the classes are going to be, there can be certified, but THINK, the Institute of Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
Which is by Anna School of Knowledge. And by having that certificate, they can do healings in themselves and in people, and they can charge for that. They
okay.
can use.
Even after the first one? Or,
yes.
Okay. Because like in Reiki, it's like the first one is healing on you,
yeah.
the second one is learning to heal on another, and then, you know, a third one is, you know. So,
yes.
So I was just seeing if there is some. Mm-hmm. So even on the, so everything that they're learning and they're experiencing on their self, they can help guide another on.
Yes.
And this is a certification.
Yes.
Ah.
And a lot of healers come and take the classes so they can have tools to practice.
They're amazing.
And after those classes, because we can apply Theta Healing to everything, to relationships, to abundance, how to... We have one class, let me see, how to talk, communicate with animals. We are going to...
I need that one. I gotta communicate to Piggy and Chewy better.
How to heal them. We are going to have how to talk to plants, the plant kingdom. We are going to talk with fairies. And the magical beings of...
So pretty much, you know, if there's anything you want to study, there's going to be classes for it in the future that are just going to blow everybody's
yes.
mind. And I think everybody's going to fall in love with Beatrice and just her kind heart and the amazing gifts that she can share and the way that she can, you know, really guide you to developing these skills.
Yes, and let me tell you that in each one of the classes, we clear a lot of beliefs. Because, let's say, for example, in this class of communication with animals, we can clear a lot of beliefs from past lives.
Mm.
If we used to hunt, or we were killed with animals, we have the soulmate class. Why we cannot have a good relationship with our romantic partner. Or
I need that one too.
How to attract your most and highest compatible soulmate.
Habitually single.
We are going to have the game of life with this for everybody who's going to have business or how to be, how to have more success in your healing practice.
Mm.
Dealing with parents' obligations, how to have more abundance, how to increase your clients. It's like...
it's never-ending, because
yeah,
there's so much. The more you learn, the more you see that you can learn.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Beatrice, is there anything else you'd like to share? I always like to leave people with a bit of wisdom, a bit of knowledge. You know, you covered so much. And, but, you know, I know you have still so much.
Thank you so much. I think that one of my biggest messages is we are here to help in the transformation of the world. Mm-hmm. And by giving the classes, it's not about having students. It's creating masters and teachers. Mm-hmm. Because the world needs people to help to raise the vibration of the planet. And there is going to be a moment that just by vibration, we are going to change the rest of the people. So it is time for me. And everybody's a good healer in any way.
Yeah. We all have our natural gifts.
Yes.
And, you know, whether if this is resonating with you that are listening, if you're called to Beatrice, if you're called to Theta Healing, if you're called to, you know, learn or study and excel your gifts or develop that, or if you're just sitting there and having elements or blocks in your life that you really would like to eliminate and move beyond. You know, what I really get about this is even whether it's just the one-on-one sessions that you do, or even if a class, whether or not you want to work on another person or you have aspirations to be a healer full-time or part-time, it's I'm hearing that in every one of those levels, there's just so much takeaways for your own personal growth and development, and how somebody can just vibrate a little bit higher no matter what they do, no matter how they use that, even if it's just for personal, because the byproduct of that is you will change everybody around you, no matter whether you work in a corporate office or you do whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, this isn't about a class or an experience that needs to happen just for healers. It's for everybody. Am I correct?
Yes, that's right. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so if anybody's interested in finding out more or meeting with Beatrice, she will be working, or she works at the Liberate Emporium location on Hillhurst. And as everybody knows, we are opening the Liberate Hollywood, really raising that vibration of Hollywood and liberating Hollywood in many different fronts. And that's where all the Theta classes will be. You can find liberateemporium.com. You can look up Beatrice there. You can call us at the shop. You can also go to liberatehollywood.com. Maybe when you're listening to this, we're still working on the website. Maybe if you're listening to this after it's been published for a while, it'll be up there. But make sure to tune in for all of those beautiful classes, and it will be an ever-expanding roster of events and workshops that will continue.
It is time for you to change your mind, change the way that you're living, change your DNA.
Yeah.
And everything is going to change.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's beautiful. Thank you, Beatrice.
Thank you so much, Christina, for this opportunity.
And thank you all for listening. If you enjoyed this episode in any way, we really appreciate your feedback. It allows other people to find us. So, you know, of course you can give a 5-star. Me and Beatrice would both appreciate that. But whatever your honest feedback is, we'll take that too. But if you could leave an actual written review, it brings us higher on iTunes. And the more reviews we get, the higher we come up in searches, and more people can find this episode, as along with all of our other beautiful free content of expanding and helping people understand all of this educational stuff. Talk to you later. Until next time, thank you.